Knowing the woman in the mirror. Today, I want to talk to you about down days. When you're down and you woke up in the morning and you just got out of the wrong side of the bed. Remember what that's like? When was the last time you did it? Because I'll tell you what, some days when that happens, it's really hard. It's super, super hard. How do you be nice? How do you be nice to your partner, your children, if they're at home? How do you deal with work? Is it a day where you roll over and just go, I can't do adult today? Or do you actually get up and do something specifically that helps you get out of that mood? I'm sitting outside today. I'm working from home and it's a beautiful and sunny. Over the last 2 days, we've had just over 80 mils of rain. And today it's sunny. It's lovely. The birds are chirping. I'm on a few acres. I've got the dog sitting at my lap. And I'm thinking about the down days. When I have a down day, I always try and sit outside just to have a look at nature. I'm very lucky where I am because I have a reserve across the road, which is a black cockatoo reserve. They're a pain in the butt, actually, but they drop honky nuts everywhere. But it actually makes you realize that all of us, it doesn't matter whether you're an animal, a bird, a human, we all have days. So when you have that day, what do you do? Are you in an apartment? Are you on a normal house block? Are you on property? Are you in the country? Are you right back in the city, right at the high rises? Where are you? So I want you to have a look around. Where is a spot where you can go and sit and think and turn your negative down day into a positive? Yeah, I know it's easier said than done. But if you actually do it, get off your butt, walk outside, have a look around, whatever there is, and find that spot that you feel, you can sit down, have a look at the sun, the moon, whatever it is that's around. And think to yourself, how lucky am I that I'm alive today? I've got air in my lungs. I've got the sunshine or the wind in my hair. Or I can look over the ocean, look over the paddocks, look over at the skyline. Whatever it is that you're looking at, find the positive in it. Because having that gratification and looking at what's around you, not what we have, makes it so much better. Who are the highlights in your life? Do you need to go and ring someone? Who is it that helps pick you up and inspire you for the day? So as I said, I'm sitting outside. You may hear the odd car go past. I've got the dog sitting at I've got the dog sitting at my feet. The birds are chirping. And I have a friendly possum that sits in the tree. It's a nice big dark jarra tree. It's pretty old. And there's a hollow in there. And this possum has been in there for quite some time, a couple of years now. So when the possum isn't there, we always think it's gone up to Steve's retreat. So there's a guy up the road and he's got this amazing backyard and he feeds all these possums. When I look at that, I think of other things. Takes my mind off what I woke up feeling. Then I go, how lucky am I? I have a wonderful husband. I have some amazing friends. I have the best family you could ever imagine. I have air in my lungs and I have a job. How lucky am I? So now I'll get up, go and have a shower, get ready for work and do what I need to do. That's how I usually cope with a down day. And it's really important that you have listed or you know where to go, what to do to pick up your day. Because if you can do that and know it, then when you have the down day, you can go immediately there in your mind or go and see it. Because when you write things down or visually see something, it actually implants more in your brain. It helps it. It's so much better. So on that note, knowing the woman in the mirror, I know how to deal with my down days. Do you know how to deal with yours? I'm Kerry Hortrow, and my business is Brain Thinking.